The electronic herd.
In September 1997, after Malaysia's stocks and currency were ravaged by global and local investors, Malaysia's Prime Minister, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, used the World Bank meeting in Hong Kong to denounce the evils of globalization. Mahathir blasted morons who trade in currencies, and he accused the great powers and financiers such as George Soros of forcing Asians to open their domestic markets to global speculators and manipulating their currencies to destroy them as competitors. He compared today's global capital markets to a jungle of ferocious beasts and implied that they were directed by a Jewish cabal. Listening to Mahathir's rant, I tried to imagine what U.S. Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin, who was in the audience, would have said to the Malaysian leader had he really been able to speak his mind. I think it would have been something like this. Yo, Mahathir, what planet are you living on? You talk about participating in globalization as if it were a choice you had. Globalization isn't a choice, it's a reality. There is just one global market today, and the only way you can grow at the speed your people want to grow is by tapping into the global stock and bond markets, by seeking out multinationals to invest in your country, and by selling into the global trading system what your factories produce. And the most basic truth about globalization is this: no one is in charge. Not George Soros, not great powers, and not I. I didn't start globalization. I can't stop it, and neither can you, except at a huge cost to your society and its prospects for growth. You keep looking for someone to complain to, someone to take the heat off your markets, someone to blame. Well, guess what, Mahathir? There's no one on the other end of the phone. I know that's hard to accept. It's like telling people there's no God. We all want to believe that someone is in charge and responsible. But the global marketplace today is an electronic herd of often anonymous stock, bond, currency, and multinational investors connected by screens and networks. And Mahathir, don't you play dumb with me. We both know your central bank lost $3 billion speculating on the British pound in the early 1990s, so don't give me that innocence crap. The electronic herd cuts no one any slack, no one. It does not recognize anyone's unique circumstances. The herd knows only its own rules. But the rules of the herd are pretty consistent. They're the rules of the golden straitjacket.